Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed reports that Israel is arming certain clans in Gaza to fight against Hamas. The revelation follows leaks by political rival Avigdor Lieberman and has stirred fierce debate over Israel's long-term strategy, both militarily and diplomatically in Gaza. With me on the line from Israel is Dr. Mordechai Keder, a political analyst and researcher about the Middle East and Islam. Mordechai, thanks as always for chatting with us here on The Home Run. Why would Israel choose to arm clans in Gaza rather than rely solely on its own military strength?
Well, we don't want to control them. This is clear. And they always... Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you again. Okay, third time is coming. Bless you.
When I sneeze, people in South Africa hear it.
Yes, but it also means you're sneezing on the truth.
You know, when the little bug went kachu in Australia. Okay, so here I am.
Okay, so let's start again. Why would Israel choose to arm clans in Gaza rather than rely solely on its own military strength?
Well, first of all, we don't want to control the people of Gaza forever. We definitely need at some point to find somebody local in order to take the responsibility of running daily life from us. We are not willing to control them. They are not part of the state of Israel, and therefore we have to find somebody reliable that we can rely on him, that he will run the place for the good of everybody, for them and for us.
Okay, but you say someone...
This is in principle.
Yeah, but Mordechai, you say someone reliable. I mean, how do we know that the weapons and the militia that they're going to in Gaza won't one day be turned against Israel?
Well, depends who they are. If they are an organization which is based on an ideology, ideology is very flexible. One day they are with you, one day they are against you, because the ideology is, especially in the Middle East, are very fragile and very flexible. However, when it comes to clans, means social structures, these things are very, very firm. They are strong. They have the basis. You know, because of the family ties, they are committed to each other. They don't betray each other usually. And therefore, you can much more easily rely on clans because they act like a clan almost always. And they are way much more reliable than any other structure based on interests or based on ideology. Therefore, Hamas, which is based on Islamic ideology, totally unreliable. The PLO also, the PA, the Palestinian Authority also, is based on a nationalism, which one day you feel part of, and another day you don't feel part of.
But
when it comes to clans, everybody feels part of the clan.
I understand your point about clans, but are the clans in Gaza strong enough to I don't know necessarily defeat Hamas, but to remain in power post-Hamas?
Well, in order to take care of Hamas, we are there to make sure that Hamas is no longer the ruler of the place. And as a substitute to Hamas, the best choice is to rely on local clans, because the clans have constant interests of stability, of governability, and at the end of the day, a nice, calm life. This is the interest of the clans. Therefore, this is the only choice for us, not only in Gaza, also in Judea and Samaria. We have to establish emirates in the cities because the cities are rather clannish, just like Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Kuwait, which are all clans. As you know, the emirates, each and every one emirate in the Gulf is one clan because the clan is reliable.
Mordechai, you say that the idea behind this is that Israel can't be in Gaza forever. And so the idea is to have clans who are reliable inside Gaza dealing with the situation. But surely there has to be some kind of oversight or vetting by Israel in terms of who's receiving these weapons. And if yes, then that goes against what you were saying, because then Israel is still involved.
If the whole involvement is from the outside, it's okay. Any country should look to its neighbors, especially if their neighbors pose danger on them. Look, the United States have much more to say about Mexico because of the invaders who come from Mexico to the United States. So whenever you feel threatened by your neighbor, you do something in order to remove this danger.
We're just getting a question from one of our listeners, Anton, saying, as I understand it, years ago, Bibi did fund Hamas versus the PA.
No. The one who funded Hamas is Qatar.
It's not the same situation Qatar, at all.
No. Qatar is the country which sponsored Hamas. When without Qatar, Hamas would not grow up to such dimensions. Or the armament which they had. Qatar is the country which created Hamas.
Mordechai, would you argue that the Mujahideen in Afghanistan are a clan? Because my question is, could this not be what we've seen in the past, where proxies turn against those who armed them? And for example, the U.S. armed the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets. And then years later, some of those same Mujahideen fighters became part of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So are we not risking the same blowback by arming clans in Gaza?
The Taliban and the Mujahideen are the Afghani side of Hamas. They are just like Hamas. Hamas, they're based on the Islamic ideology. This is why it would turn their loyalty whenever needed in order to achieve the jihad, which they are aiming. Clans are not part of the jihad. Jihad is not the ideology of a clan. A clan ideology is stability and good life and normal life. And this is why clans are much more reliable than any Islamic framework, be it Mujahideen or Taliban there or Hamas here.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mordechai, but it sounds like you almost support it. And related to that question is, if it's a good thing or if it's not such a bad thing, why did we only hear this information after a leak by Avigdor Lieberman, and it's obviously garnered such a strong reaction? So why all of that if this is not a bad thing?
No. This is a very good thing. I think that the PA also should be dismantled. And on its ruins, we should have seven emirates based on the local clans in Judea and Samaria. This is the only paradigm which works in the Arab world, unfortunately. But when you try to build a state on an idea of nationalism, for example, or socialism, you get a mayhem like Syria, which is the hell for everybody, or Iraq, or Sudan, or Yemen, or Libya, or Lebanon. All these countries were based on ideas which were brought in from the West, as if you can solve the Middle East problems with paradigms which are imported from Europe or from America or from wherever they come. It is wrong. It never works, and it will never work. Only system which works well in the Middle East is the clan system, and the proven 13 countries in the Gulf which work perfectly, whether with oil like Abu Dhabi and Kuwait or without oil like Dubai.
You put a lot of faith in the clans. Does it not risk creating more militia and instability in the region by arming clans?
Look, when you have a state based on a clan, let it have an army. Why not? The Emirates have an army, and the army of the Emirates poses no problem and no danger to anybody. Why? Because those clans who control the Emirates are possible because they are clans. While if you take an organization, it behaves like the ideology of the organization, which in many cases is the jihad.
Okay, Dr. Mordechai Keda, you're definitely saying things I hadn't thought of. So as always, I have a lot to learn from you, and I appreciate your input. That's Dr. Mordechai Keda, a political analyst and researcher about the Middle East and Islam, joining us on the line from Israel. Thank you for your time.